JTL. There you go. The brand new debut of the song from Victory Church Worship. That is He's Alive. We have another song coming up. We're going to talk more with Alyssa in a moment. Good morning. It's 8:19.
Cloudy skies in the forecast today. Cooler, much less humid. A high around 75 degrees. Tonight looking mostly cloudy. That low dipping down to around 64. Tomorrow, partly sunny, the high of 78. Right now in Lancaster, cloudy skies, about 69 degrees. In Harrisburg, 68.
Alyssa Lee hanging out with us. Kaylin is here too. Alyssa is the worship and production pastor at Victory Church. Alyssa loved hearing that song, He's Alive. It sounded great.
Oh, thank you, man. We're so proud of it. Just to hear it on the radio for the first time
is
pretty amazing.
It's like, have you ever seen That Thing You Do? You know how they're running down the streets of Erie, PA,
yes,
when they
hear
their song for the first time? That's what you were almost doing. Like, in your heart, you were running down the streets of Erie, PA.
Oh, man, I was crying, all the things. I was celebrating.
It was beautiful.
For sure. Thank
and
you.
Speaking of celebrating, on Sunday, you're going to celebrate the release. Folks could come out and hear the songs on Sunday night. Tell us about that.
Yes. So this Sunday night at our Greenfield location, from 6:30 to 8 o'clock, we are going to be celebrating the release of Victory Church's first ever live EP recording. We're going to hear the stories behind each of the songs, which are very, very, very special to us. You're going to hear the songs done live, like a mini worship night.
How
almost.
How cool is that?
And then we're just going to celebrate with some gourmet s'mores around the fire outside and just hang out till like 8 o'clock.
Oh, that's so fun saying gourmet s'mores. S'mores.
I
mean, come on. What could be better than gourmet s'mores?
I mean, I don't know.
So with everybody coming out, they could just come. It's free. They just show up.
Yeah. Bring your kids. Bring your family. No age limit. No age restriction.
Yeah.
We don't care how many people show up in the room. We just want to share with the world what God did through all of this. And so, come on out.
Now, if folks want to listen to it beforehand, Sunday is when it is available everywhere. They could stream it wherever, right?
Yes. Yep. It drops early Sunday morning. So if you're driving into church, you can listen to all four of the songs on your way to church. Leaving church, you can listen to all four.
Spotify,
into the party,
iTunes,
all of it,
YouTube, everywhere it's streamed.
Yes, everywhere it's streamed.
How exciting is that? To know that your songs could be heard throughout the world.
I mean, it's humbling. It's incredibly humbling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
We're really proud too.
Well, it's a great opportunity for folks to come out Sunday night, starting at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
It's at the Greenfield location of Victory Church. Come on out. You'll get to hear the songs, stories behind the songs, find out about this great opportunity for the church to spread their worship throughout the world, which I love. Alyssa, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
It was so wonderful to have you here. We're going to play another song. It's called Have It All. Can you give us a little bit of the story behind this song?
I can. Yep. So Have It All is the EP title track, which in the heart of it is just surrender, giving everything over to the Lord. The chorus about, God, you can have all of my hopes, all my fears, all my dreams, all the anxiety that I carry, because at the end of the day, if we as human beings are carrying that, we are going to destroy ourselves. But if we can give it over to the Lord, what beauty He'll be able to create with it. And the where this song came from, when I wrote it, I was in a really, really darker spot within my walk with the Lord, questioning a lot of things, doubting a lot of things. And just between myself and the Lord, He said, you've got a choice. You can either choose to trust me with this, or you can choose to keep carrying it on your own. What are you going to choose? So through an act of prayer and just journaling, I just started to write down all these things. Okay, God, I'm going to give you this, and I'm going to give you this, and I'm going to give you this. And as I started to write it down and really release it from my spirit, just the peace that overcame, and that's where it was supposed to stop. It was never meant to go anywhere else.
Yeah.
And then at our songwriting retreat that we had this past summer, a year ago, just felt the Lord was telling me it's got to get out. This is not something just between you and me. This has to be released. And so we went through the process of it, and you'll hear more about it if you come Sunday night.
So was it scary to have that?
Oh,
that very inner dialogue with the Lord now out for everyone to hear?
Yeah, because it's so vulnerable.
Yeah.
Because it is literally just, it's such a spiritual thing, but also a physical thing that's happening at the same time.
Sure.
So being able to release something that is incredibly vulnerable is scary, but also at the same time, God, I don't want my hands on it anyways. So do with it what you will.
Mm. And it seems to me the Victory Church is such a family. And so to have your family of worship leaders sing your song that means so much to you. What was it like the first time you heard the finished recording for you?
I cried.
Yeah.
I bawled and just look what God can do. You take something that is dark and frustrating and challenging, but if you give it to the Lord, what beauty can come out of something like that?
Yeah.
And something that you couldn't even possibly imagine, never imagined for this to happen. But
you mentioned earlier that your dad, Pastor Kurt, this is something he's wanted to do for years.
Yes.
So how's he feel about it?
Cloud nine.
Yeah.
Just like over the moon, excited, so proud of our team, so proud of our church, just excited that we finally get to do this. And we're coming up on 25 years of Victory, so just a cool thing. In addition to that, our church is walking through 21 days of prayer right now, and our 21 days of prayer ends on Saturday, August 23rd, and then that we get to celebrate this the next day.
Wow.
It's just a testimony.
How cool is that?
Of this. Our church has prayed for this for years, and just be able to see this is what God does with our prayers. It can take years for things to happen, but he's faithful every single time and he always comes through.
Love it. Victory Church Worship has their new EP. It comes out Sunday. You can listen to it anywhere you stream music. And then Sunday night, head out to the church. It's over in Greenfield. And at 6 o'clock, starting at 6 o'clock, you'll get to hear the songs, the testimonies behind the songs, and afterwards, gourmet s'mores. Come on. It's going to be a good time. Alyssa, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Fred.
We're going to play your song. This is Have It All, Victory Church Worship on FM 90.3 WJTL.